call the December 12, 2013 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. Madam Secretary, if you'll call roll.
Ms. Lucas? Mrs. Himes had to leave. She was here but then had to leave. Mr. Moores is not here. Ms. Kundig?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Brown?
Here.
And Mr.
Cena's
here. All righty. Everyone's had a chance to review our November 14, 2013 board meeting minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion made and properly seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Is there any disclosure of any ex parte communications that need to be made known today by the board members? All righty. Moving to announcements. Prior to the announcements you're getting ready to make, Amy, I guess it would be proper for us to go ahead and take a motion to excuse Mrs. Himes' absence today, seeing that she was in pain while I was here, but putting the best foot forward, wanted to make sure we had enough quorum. So, Chair will entertain a motion to excuse Mrs. Himes' absence.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and properly seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Madam Secretary.
Yes, sir, Mr. Brown. We do have two cases that are in compliance that aren't listed on the agenda. Number 18, case number CEB 12131374515 North Atlantic Avenue is in compliance as of December 10th. And number 19, case number CEB 12131384 1000 North Atlantic Avenue was also in compliance as of December 10th. And I believe if no one has anything else, that's all I'm aware of.
All right. All staff will be testifying today. Would you please rise to be sworn in, please?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. Members of the audience who will be coming forward today, when you step up to the microphone, we ask that you speak into the mic as our proceedings are being recorded and speak clearly so that we can hear each and every item that you want to state. Any attorneys present today?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gill, if you could come forward, please, sir, and identify the case that you're here for.
I'm here on there's two Aragoni cases, but essentially the fact patterns are, I believe, one and the same.
Okay.
With those minor difference.
Okay. Those are lien reviews one and two.
Correct.
Mr. Gill, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Chair, I was speaking with Mr. Garcia on this. This is for lien review. I would ask if we can go ahead and handle both of those together. Counsel had said, this is something that they're very similar in nature. It's the same property, generally the building issues versus the appearance issues, I think is what the difference was. As you see, both of these liens, as the board can see, I'm sorry, this is Anthony Jackson, Assistant City Attorney for the City of Daytona Beach, and handling on behalf of the city.
If I may, just for a second, I just want to disclose the record. I know the Aragonis. I'm not voting on anything tonight, but I wanted to disclose that I do know them personally.
Okay.
Thank you.
As the agenda indicates, both of the liens had maximized. And so they were capped at $10,000 each. The city is asking for a remedy of reduction of up to 10% on each, so $1,000 for each of the liens, which would be $2,000 total.
I'm trying to get his last name. All right, Mr. Gill, if you would like to come forward at this time. As you're making your way, staff's recommendation is to reduce the lien amount for both of the properties down to a total of $2,000. If that is amenable to your clients, we can move from there, and I will take a vote of the board, and we can go from there, unless you wanted to give your presentation.
Well, yeah, I guess I always prefer to play it on the cautious side. I'm very mindful of the fact that I'm going to take some of your time, so what I'll try to do is the FedEx auctioneer version. Maybe I can get through this fairly quickly. But I've already given you all copies of medical records because this is a true hardship case. Apparently in 2002, Mr. Aragone welcomed a child to the world, and he, struggling homeowner, wife was not working because she was playing mom. Pressed to the wall time-wise, you know, typical situation, you know, for a young couple starting out. 2004, he adopts his wife's son from a prior marriage, and now at this point, you know, he's still struggling. Apparently didn't get around to taking care of these things because just no time and no money. So that's essentially your timeline from 2002 to 2004. Midway through 2005, he has a catastrophic automobile accident. And I've given you a copy of the medical records after squaring it with my client that and his family that it's okay. And if you just take a look briefly, because I just want you to understand that in 2005, 2006, by the time he brought it into compliance, and I believe it's going to be around 2007, 2006, essentially that was his dad being U.S. cavalry to the rescue, actually just trying to get the house looking nice, because if you look at the first set of medical records, which is a discharge summary, you'll see he was in a coma from the accident for 2 to 3 months. He's discharged, he's admitted with the accident, I believe it's July 19th, but if you look at the discharge summary, last page, you'll see he's not discharged till the end of October 2005, so he's in Halifax, you know, for several months, and then he's discharged to VA rehab, because with his catastrophic head injury, amongst other injuries, he's got a cognitive disability. He has a memory deficit. So once he does get out, life does not return to normal. And I've given you a copy of the second set of medicals. It would be the progress reports. And you'll see in there, I just highlighted a couple things. He lost, because of the problems, unfortunately, the wife jumped ship, you know, lost the marriage. And while it would be nice to spin a tale where he brought it into compliance because he knew he was wrong, it was really more a case of father not wanting the son to return to a house that would just depress him even more over his circumstances. So essentially what happens is that the home's brought into compliance, and more out of serendipity, in October of 2007, city goes by and, you know, hey, what a surprise, it's in compliance. So actually, the home has been in compliance now, you know, 6 going on 7 years, and this comes up, and that's why I say it's a true hardship. Mr. Aragone Jr., MJ as he's known, he's getting a refinance in the process because he's trying to get his mortgage payments down $100, $150 a month so that he can, you know, continue to carry the home, and that's when the lien pops up. So he went ahead, tried his hand at initially his own request for relief from the lien. Dad, again, cavalry to the rescue. Dad's a car guy, I'm a car guy. We're talking about cars. Hey, can you help my kid out? And that's essentially how I came to be in front of you today. So the timeline is just such that he was unable, for different reasons and different hardships, to be able to really attend to it, because in the grand scheme of things, you know, it wasn't anything where he was deliberately being a scofflaw. You know, I looked at the records and there's nothing to that effect. So it was just one of those sad situations. And the relief you grant him here today, presuming that you do, is going to enable him to close the loan and continue, hopefully, with life going on a little bit better than it was before.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I just have one question.
Sure.
The Flagler Beach address is
Well, his father, because his father has to drive him around. He's trying to get a driver's license back, but unfortunately, due to the head injury, and if you, that's Mr. Aragone Jr., MJ, while it's enough of a distance, he's had a craniotomy. You'll see that there's scarring in the frontal portion of the skull. He's been through so many medical procedures that they're trying to get his eyesight restored to the point where, so dad drives him around a lot is what happens, to and from work. And so, yeah, he's got essentially two addresses.
Can I just say one thing concerning that? The city's sympathetic to the things that Mr. Gill says concerning the respondent. However, the city would ask the board to recognize that even in all of that dialogue, that it was 5 years before the property came into compliance. The much of the issues that he discussed are issues that occurred after the first 2 years. And even if we looked at the first 2 years under $50 per day, this would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. They've gotten the relief of the maximum caps that we set that put it at $10,000 each. And now we're in a game being merciful and gracious is now moving all the way down to 10% of the loan, which is just for all the time period of reviewing and follow-up and everything else that would go along with a case for that long period of time. $1,000 per case seems to be, in our opinion, a very reasonable remedy.
And actually, we're not contesting that. My last rodeo here was actually 10 years ago, and I'm very mindful of the fact that you undergo administrative costs. You're out of pocket, so we have absolutely no problem with that, and we're willing to stipulate to that. So it's not just so you know, that's not an issue.
All right. Recognizing, Mr. Gill, the fact you just stated, any other questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion reducing our fine from $10,000 per property to fine of $1,000 per property for a total of $2,000 payable within 30 days?
Yes, that'd
be fine. Or the fine reverts back to the original lien amount. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made
second.
By Ms. Koondig.
Oh, okay.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Koondig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. What we've done, Mr. Gill, is we reduced the fine to $1,000 for each of the lien reviews for a total of $2,000 payable within 30 days. Thank you for your time.
And that's a Merry Christmas, folks.
Great.
Yeah, we're ready. We're actually ready to go ahead and Dad brought your checkbook? Okay. We're actually ready to go ahead and pay it today. So can we do that?
Well, you'll definitely have to get with
okay. We'll go with.
I have to prepare the paperwork and then get you an invoice, and then as soon as that's done, you can pay it.
Great.
So probably early tomorrow.
Okay. And I'll make sure, by the way, I'll razz Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. He's usually here.
I know.
Thank you, Mr. Gill.
Good seeing you.
Good seeing
you, sir. All righty. Any other attorneys present this morning? Seeing none, we'll move right along with our agenda. First case is case number 1, CB061363, Charles Shea, property located at 700 Winchester Street. I did see the respondent present. Mr. Shea, if you'll come forward and be sworn in, then we'll hear from staff and give you an opportunity to respond.
Morning.
Morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Charles Shea.
So do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Shea, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Chair, this is before the board for imposition of a fine. This case has been active since April of 2013, and I'd ask the staff to hear from the inspector, John Stinson. There is a request for a fine, and I ask for him to express that further.
Hi, good morning. I'm John Stinson, code inspector employed with the city. My qualifications are on the file. This case began in April of this year. We've gotten to this point. My last inspection of this property was this morning. This morning's pictures are not in there, but yesterday morning's pictures are. As of this morning, this property remains to be in noncompliance. and the city is asking for $100 per day to be capped at
$10,000. Mr. Shea, what can you tell us? When you came to us a few months ago, you stated you're working on the bringing the property up to date, and a few months later we're still here. What can you tell us?
Well, I did take care of the windows and the debris. I removed it yesterday. It's the wheelbarrow's gone, and the debris on the side, the big wood, is gone. It's pretty cleared out right now, and I also got window locks, so it's the debris is.
If I can say, I think the problem here, Mr. Chair, is that it's not that he's not doing anything at all, but what he's doing is at such a slow pace that it is not satisfactory. Mm-hmm. It's just not accomplishing the task.
You were making good progress. What happened?
Right. I finished school, and then I started working on it. And right now, it's the access material, like the flower pots, we got rid of it. We gave them out.
I don't think we're here about flower pots.
All
right?
That in the front, we cleared it out.
So is that all that's left to do is clean up the property?
Right. Yes.
That's it? Everything else is done? Anybody?
Yes. Well, let's get that clarity from Mr. Stinson, since he did. It looks like the photos were taken on yesterday and some earlier last week. Mr. Stinson, if you can clarify for the board what items are left to be done. We do have it enumerated on our agenda, but I think it's easier if you can just tell them based on the pictures they see.
Based on these pictures, yes, there has been a slight change from yesterday morning to this morning. However, there's still plenty to be cleaned up on the property, to include... he says that's some kind of.
Mr. Shea, if you can wait till he finishes before you interrupt, please.
Some kind of equipment is in those plastic those things on the rear right there. When I took the photograph, there was stagnant water in there. Unfortunately, there's still all of that is still right there on the side of the house, minus the wheelbarrow and the shelving. The front yard is in bad shape, to include debris, overgrowth. There's still plenty to be cleaned up.
Have the permits been pulled?
The permits have been pulled, and they've actually been finaled as well.
Okay. What about the plumbing fixtures?
All of the permits have been completely done.
Has he repaired the plumbing fixtures?
Yes, and finaled.
Okay.
So now, Mr. Stinson, we're pretty much down to the aesthetics, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Shea, are you living there now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, this is a school project. It's called an aquaponics system. And
that's what those big trays were?
Right. And I'm trying to do a permaculture where instead of taking just building straight rows, what I did was I got compost and I formed it to a mound, and then that way, when the plants would grow on top, it would eventually water the rest of the plant down there. So it's a project that I did in school, and I got $1,000 for the aquaponics system. So that's a system that we set up down there.
Is that in your front yard?
No, it's in the back. And yeah,
but that's not aquaponics.
No, I got rid of that. I got rid of all the building supply, and that's the project I'm working on with the school, Emory Riddle. So I have research money in there. That's what I came. It's real. I'm trying to organize it a little more, and I got to write a research paper. That's what's going on.
Mr. Shea, I'm concerned because I know our inspectors don't wait till the last minute to do inspections, and it's concerning me. And maybe Mr. Stinson, you can clarify that. While at the ninth hour, we're here saying things were done yesterday, when I'm certain you knew of our deadline to have these things done, so the inspector can come and tell us what was not done. Versus, well, I did it last night.
Right. 'Cause
we're caught between a rock and a hard place, and we don't err on verbiage. We err on pictures, and
that's right.
The pictures dated as of yesterday don't show the property up to our code.
I understand, sir. I am trying to get this place rented out as a rental property too, and I've got Susanna in there. This is the second time I failed the first two. That's because of the windows, and she told me to clean up the front. That's exactly what I did. And I also fixed this window screens. We put it on there. And today at 11 o'clock, there's another inspection down there. So that's the timeline that she gave me, and I try to appease the city by doing that, and then I failed twice. And today's the third time I have to pay an extra $45.
Now, you do realize when you initially came to us back in April, I believe, you stated that you did not need to obtain a rental license because you were moving into the property yourself. And
right.
And you did not need to rent the property because you were going to be staying there. You're stating now that you're going, and that's your prerogative.
Right.
And so the property is going to be used to make money.
Yes.
And that's again your prerogative.
Except for the I don't know what happened with his permits, but now that I've been educated on pulling permits, if you will, pulling them as a as an owner pulled permits, then he's supposed to stay in that property for a year as a resident, but. Well, at least not make it a he doesn't have to stand it, but it can't be a income-gaining property. But that's a whole other conversation. That's
Absolutely.
A statutory issue, not a code issue.
That's beyond us. All right. Yes, Mr. Smart, let the record reflect. Mr. Bourne has joined the meeting.
I'm confused. Back on October 10th, you appeared before us, and you stated the only thing remained was an inspection by the building department. And Mr. Jackson said, yes, you're making good progress and requesting one final extension to the next cutoff. And you stated you're waiting for building department inspection and the rental permit inspection, so it should be finished in a few weeks. And at that point, you were given until this time to comply. We're talking about 2 months. I don't understand why all the delays here.
Well, sir, I am living in there, so the inside is up to standards.
I don't think his question, Mr. Shea, was directed to the inside of the property. We're going on what we see, which is the external.
The part that you've been cited for.
Uh-huh.
And also, do you have a rental license?
Oh, well, yeah, it's coming today. We have an inspection. There's nobody renting it. I'm living in there right now.
He's applied to answer
right.
The question, Mr. Smart.
It's on the words.
Okay. Any further questions from the board? Staff has recommended a fine of $100 per day up to cap of 10 or until compliance is reached. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and properly seconded. Any discussion? All righty. Motion made to fine the respondent $100 per day with a cap of 10 grand or until compliance is reached. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Mr. Reflect, Mr. Bourne, I didn't think you voted on that because you weren't here for the entire session, so
okay.
The director
thought
he came in, but he did not vote on that matter.
Thank you, Mr. Shino. Mr. Shea, we've enacted a $100 fine commencing as of today until the property is brought into compliance. Again, I would recommend that you get with Mr. Stinson so you can see exactly what needs to be done so you can bring the property in compliance and alleviate the maximum fine being reached on your property, sir.
Can we do that right now?
I doubt if he can do that now. He has other cases. I'm sure you can get his card and give him a call later
so
today.
If Susanna signed off on a rental permit, does that show?
Yeah.
Permits is one thing, code enforcement is the other. You have compliance by us. Not
yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. So right now, what you guys see on the picture is that what?
Well, Mr. Shea, we have to go on the presentation given to us today. I just wanted to make sure you were aware of what we've done. We've enacted a fine. To start today at $100 per day. if you want to make sure the inspector comes out to inspect to make sure the items that you've been fined for have been corrected, my encouragement to you is to get Mr. Simpson's card and give him a call later today so you can arrange a time for him to come visit to see what has been brought into compliance so he can note that on his official inspection.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
I just have a difficulty right now. I'm supposed to go to California tonight at 6. Okay. So I was just wondering.
Well, we won't be here till 6, but I'm not sure what Mr. Stinson's schedule is. So if you want to get his card and try and reach him later today, hopefully this can be alleviated. But again, you did come at the ninth hour.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
I called him, I guess. Okay.
Okay. I'm sure you get his card, he'll give you a call back. Next case is CB1013110, Gabriel Jimenez and Magdalena Velasco, property located at 611 Weber Avenue. Is the respondent present? What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this case was previously before the board. You were informed that the center applied for demo and remodeling permits. As of this date, nothing's been done. The staff is asking for a $100 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000.
Any questions from the board? Staff recommendation is $100 per day with a cap of $15,000 or until compliance is reached. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Kunday.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 3, CB1112126, James and Francis Witherspoon, property located at 315 Michigan Avenue. Is the respondent present? No, they're not.
No,
what
they're
can
not.
You tell us?
I received an email from them yesterday.
And I'm not familiar with that, so I'll ask if...
It was last night. It was stating that the permit was applied for, and... It should be approved. This it's under review, but it should be approved this week or next week. They did hire. They had 4 bids, and they hired a contractor demo to get the demolition on the way. So it should be demoed and everything by next cutoff.
Okay. So amend the previous order. Next cutoff.
Yes.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Kundig.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB061355, Richard Matt, property located at 311 San Juan Avenue. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This property is a foreclosed property. And what we'd like to do here, it was... pending foreclosure, and finally it has been foreclosed, so what we need to do is substitute the bank for the current, and we'll give the bank notice and give them till next cutoff to come into compliance. And I said substitute instead of add,
we need to notify the bank.
Yes, we will need to notify them.
Is 30 days enough? I don't need.
We'll substitute the new owners, notify the bank, put on the next agenda.
Okay.
You can't just confine them today because it's foreclosure.
Right. My question is 30 days enough for the bank to notice and take action, or should we just do 60 so we don't have to look at this next time and give another cutoff?
That's the city's decision.
Yeah, based on the nature of what needs to be done, yeah, we believe that notification, 30 days would be enough time. The bank should have at least been on notice that this was going on as we had this in pending for some time now. We had a thought of wanting to hold Mr. Matt to this, but we recognized he would not have any authority to go on and remedy anything on the property following the involuntary foreclosure.
Men, next cutoff?
Yes, amend right. To the next cutoff.
Chair will entertain a motion to amend our...
I was just going to announce the bank information to be able to...
So we can add them.
Got it.
Okay, go ahead, Amy. The bank?
Bank of New York Mellon, formerly known as the Bank of New York as trustee on behalf of the registered holders of Alternative Loan Trust 2005-81 Mortgage Pass-Through Certificate Series 2005-81 Care of Select Portfolio Services.
That's who we'll be adding. All righty. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB0913103, Secured Capital Fund 2, LLC, property located at 402 Butler Boulevard. Yes. Do we need to, Mr. Garcia and Mr. Jackson, combine 5 and 6 or leave them separate?
Combine them.
Okay, we'll be combining case number 5, as I stated, 0913103, and case number 6, CB0913104. Property is located at 402 Butler Boulevard. Is the respondent present today? All righty. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Some clarification, Mr. Chair. Combine them for presentation purposes.
Right.
As far as for sanctions, we like them separate as far as the sanction. Okay. In this case, you may recall, this is the one where we've had Attorney Johnson, who has come and had been dealing with the issue of trying to get a clear title, and our last report to the board was that we were... that he had been speaking with the city, and it was the possibility of the property being turned over to the city and a city takeover.
Right.
The status of that is that there's still questions about property ownership, and that appears not to be happening as far as the turnover. Apparently, it's not remedied as it relates to the issues concerning quiet title. And so there's been no action in terms of trying to remedy the violations. So the city is asking for a fine of $200 per day on each of the cases, and to a maximum of $15,000.
Any questions from the board? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent $200 per day with a cap of $15,000 for each of the matters before us. Is there any discussion? The chair will take a motion for that. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Herring.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Kundig. We're doing the same fine for each case.
That's correct.
Okay. I'll tell you what, for clarity, let's just separate them right now. All righty. So CB0913103, 402 Butler Boulevard. Chair will entertain a motion to find a respondent $200 a day with a cap of $15,000. Is there such a motion? Motion has been made by Mr. Harrington, seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 6, CB0913104. Again, a property located at 402 Butler Boulevard. Staff recommendation is for a fine of $200 per day with a cap of $15,000. Any discussion? Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Oh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB1013111, Ocean Breeze Homeowners Condominium Association, property located at 439 Auburn Drive. Do we want to keep... Yes, let's keep these separate.
Well, quite honestly, the city's posture is that they're really all... But either way,
what we just did with 5 and 6, will we need to do it again? Do we need to separate the motions for each?
Well, we're not asking for a fine in this case at this point.
Okay, let me hear. I'm sorry.
Okay. The status, as you may recall, we had Ms. Appleby and the need to get this work done. There was some concern or issue regarding from the contractor's ability to get in and do the work as related to Ms. Appleby. That appears to have been remedied, and Ms. Appleby is they have an agreement on how that, with her cooperation in getting this work done. The permits were issued November 18th. Work is in progress, and so we're asking to amend to the next cutoff.
Okay. For all three?
For all three.
All right. All righty. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order for case number CEB 1013111, case number CEB 1013112, case number CEB 1013113, amending our previous order and allowing the respondents until January 1st, 2014 to bring their properties into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion?
Question.
Yes, sir.
Who?
Mr. Jackson, question from Mr. Bourne. Harrington.
I'm sorry.
Who applied for the permits? Applebee,
the condo association applied for the permits through their contractor.
Okay.
Which is what was needed. I mean, they are the ones who have said they would take the ball in terms of getting it remedied. It's just Ms. Applebee was kind of in the way.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
One abstention. Motion carries.
One negative.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I did say abstention. Yes. One nay, and the rest yeas, and motion carries. Case number 10, which is CB 1013114, Jean Charles Bergendren, property located at 65 River Dunes Drive. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
The principal violation is really the foundation wall crack, which you can see in the photos. The permits were applied for on November 27th. The inspector is asking that we amend this to give them 60 days approximately, so not this cutoff, but to the February cutoff.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until February 5th, 2014 to bring the property into compliance for return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Bourne. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion carries. One nay. Case number 11 is CB 1113123, Blue Mountain Management, LLC, and 4M Food Mart, property located at 740 North Ridgewood Avenue. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This one has been here before the board since April of 2013, first notified April 1st. There was a good bit of work to be done. Mm-hmm. And the position of the city is that there was foot dragging throughout, and we were to this last point, and it's not remedied. That last point being that the north side of the property fence is missing a top railing, and so we're not there. So the city's asking for $100 per day fine to a maximum of $20,000.
Have we been in contact with the owner so they know what we're looking for? Well, they knew that initially when they received it, so... Any questions from? I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
They repaired everything else, pulled all the permits, and they had the fence company out there yesterday, but they missed. There were four fence posts that are at the very bottom, rotted out, and that's what needs to be replaced now.
So they replaced it. They just need to be repaired.
I don't know, repaired or replaced. They replaced the bar across the one end and the three posts that are in the ground. They looked fine, but if you come up to them, they move. They're broken at the bottom. So those are the three posts that need to be repaired at this time.
Everything else has been done. So essentially, they fixed it, but not with quality work.
Well, I didn't know until yesterday. I mean, the fence posts are broken, and but they were told from John Stenson told them that was bad, and so they knew to have it repaired.
When did they find out that they needed to have that repaired? That's my question.
Last meeting.
Oh, so these are the same rotten posts from last meeting?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was going to make sure we weren't being the Grinches that stole Christmas, if you will, if that happens from the board. What's the recommendation?
Recommendation is $100 per day to a maximum of $20,000.
Any questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent $100 per day with a cap of 20 grand or until compliance is reached. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Bourne. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 12, CEB 11131 24, Laura Schmell and Craig Bryson, JTRS, property located at 126 Rosalind Avenue. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This case, in this matter, the respondent applied for permits on December 2nd. Much of the work has been completed, except for that which they needed the additional permit, and so we're asking that to be amended to the next cutoff. They've made satisfactory progress.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB031336, Monica Allen Estate, Smith Estate, property located at 915 School Street. Is the respondent present?
Yes, I am.
You come forward and be sworn in, sir. We'll hear from staff and give you an opportunity to respond.
Good morning.
You raise your right hand, and Miss Amy will.
Could you state your name, please, sir?
John Harvey Smith.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Smith, we will hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond, sir.
Members of the board, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I'm sure you remember this case is one that's been going for quite some time. The primary delay was related to foreclosure and then that trying to be remedied with Mr. Glasser being involved, and ultimately, apparently, that was remedied, and we're to a point where we need the property in compliance. I think at the last meeting, the respondent spoke to us about seeking assistance. We've been informed that he is gaining assistance from community development at this time, and the request of the staff is that we amend to the next cutoff.
Is that enough time, Mr. Lopez, Mr. Jackson, for the items noted to be done? So if we do not have to come back in January, you know, it's...
Yeah, we don't know the speed of the assistance, but if he gets the assistance, then yeah, he'll have enough time to get the work done, and we just have to. That's in progress, and I don't know if there's a specific time date. That's we don't have anyone here from community development, Mr. That's why I look back there as well,
right.
And redevelopment's here, but not right. Community development.
Right.
City community development.
Yes, city community.
Well,
true.
He may know, Mr. Bryan, if you don't mind coming forward. Let me see if you can answer this question. If you can be come up for me sworn in, Mr. Bryan, I just want to, as far as timelines, if we can avoid bringing this on our January agenda, when it would make more sense to postpone it. If you can swear him in, please.
Actually, you were sworn when I...
Yes, I'm
back,
sworn.
Right?
Okay.
He was in the background.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Charles Bryan, Redevelopment Department. Having worked in community development for 7.5 years, I recommend to the board that you give him at least 60 days because it's going to take him a while to get the paperwork done and get a contractor in and do whatever he needs to get done.
And I'll state, as I just spoke with the inspector, we don't have a problem with that. Our thought was that we'd give him till the next cutoff, and if he needed more time, we'd give him more time. But whichever way, since we want this done and it's been on for some time, we thought the press for getting it done would be the thought here.
We get excited when our agendas aren't that large, so we can, you know, reduce the size of the agenda. That usually helps right. us, Mr. Jackson.
Okay.
Mr. Bryan.
In light also of the holiday, we do have a person that's retiring in the community development department who is actually training someone now to take over her duties. So I always hope that you would consider that also because we do have a turnover in that department.
Okay. right. Staff is not in opposition to 60 days. Mr. Smith,
please.
Is that amenable to you?
Oh, that's fine. I do appreciate all of the assistance as well, particularly with Emory Counts, Mr. Counts, and Mrs. Williams, and community development.
All righty. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent till February 5th, 2014 to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 14.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Case number 14, CEB091399, Louis E. Gonzalez and Alyssa Thomas, property located at 332 South Seagrave Street. Is the respondent present? If you can come forward and be sworn in, please, sir. State your name for the record. Give us your address.
Good morning. My name is Louis Gonzalez, 332 South Seagrave Street.
Raise your right hand, please. Do solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, Mr. Gonzalez, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This property has been before the board since, or was first notified in June of this year. It's not in compliance at this time. He has pulled permits, but because of the status as of today, the staff is requesting a fine to be imposed for $75 per day to a maximum of $10,000.
Has any progress been made on the items noted on our agenda as far as the items he was cited for?
I'd ask for Mr. Lopez to speak to you regarding that.
All right. Mr. Lopez, if you can update us as to whether or not anything has been done.
Yes, there's been some work that is just incomplete. It has been incomplete for quite some time now. He has made some repairs towards the front fascia, but still the roof is still in disrepair.
The storage has been taken care of. Weed and plant growth has been taken care of.
Yeah, that's been taken care of. Right now it's currently just curing the violation on the roof.
Which he has pulled a permit to do.
There is a permit, yes.
On a roof, I bought tar paper and I put the tar paper felt down. But then we had high winds, blew some of it off. I put cheap one just to hold off. The weather, you know, it has been blowing. It's two stories working on my own. And then recently I just hurt my back at work. But it's been 3 weeks now. So getting a little better, get back up there and finish it. But I need time and funding.
Mr. Gonzalez, not stating that the board will give you any more time. How much time are you asking?
Well, right now financially I'm struggling, so I'm waiting until I get my tax and I can just finish it right up. But until then, so it'll be after the 1st, I'm sure, of January. I'm self-employed. Nobody else lives with me. I have a roommate, and she's running a business. She's trying to help me out a little bit, but she's struggling trying to start her business. I did yard sales before. Right now, they say 4 years, but I see everybody doing more than 4 years. But I put a sign out for yard sale to make some money. They tell me no. They pull my sign. But I see tons of signs up and down Ridgewood.
Mr. Lopez,
so am I being profiled? Or?
I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that, Mr. Gonzalez.
Okay.
Mr. Lopez, the front stairs have been repaired?
Yes, sir. It has been repaired.
So the only thing that we're waiting on is what he's working on, and that's the roof?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Be advised, it's been since June. I have spoken with him to repair the roof. I understand the hardship and the time frame. But still, here we are in December, and it's still in disrepair. The roof hasn't been completed. It's not near in completion.
When was the permit pulled, do we know, for the roof?
I don't have first-hand knowledge in front of me.
Mr. Gonzalez, right now. When did you pull your permit to fix the roof?
I think it was October, November. They give me 3 months. I don't have to do that.
It wasn't too long ago.
Okay.
How long are the permits good for?
90 days.
90 days.
Well, again, just before Mr. Jackson responds, I can read his mind. That is buildings allotment, not the code enforcement board's
timeline. Just asking.
The permit is only good as for them to call an inspection. It's actually 180 days. And it's only for the building inspector to go out and do an inspection. He has to call the building inspector and come out and do an inspection, which is good for 180 days. Now, he's been cited by code enforcement, and he has to do it within the time frame set by code enforcement. So pulling a permit doesn't give him six months.
Any questions from the board? What was staff's recommendation?
$75 per day fine to a maximum of $10,000.
How long have you owned this house?
Since 2001. Made every payment. Insurance went up for having rafters, and I just put rafters. If I would have known that, I would have took the rafters out. I guess it's a new code and an insurance. If you have rafters, you see mine are 2 feet wide. If you have rafters, the insurance just went up another, got like $1,600 a year. I'm up to $4,000 a year, and I'm paying all this on my own.
Mr. Gonzalez, you stated that you injured yourself. Are you at the capacity or with the ability to finish the work?
Yes, I pinched the disc.
I understand. That's all I'm asking.
I'm trying to get help to help me out, too, and I don't know too many people. But I have coworkers that are going to help me.
With you doing the work, but how long do you think it would take you?
With me doing
just
the work?
Just you. I know if you get somebody else, it'll speed up.
I can strip the roof in a day, but as you've seen, we have high winds and it's mist every day, and the slope is over 12 inches. So it's scary up there on a windy day. But it's not complicated. It takes me about 2 weeks to do it, but with the funding, like I said, I have all the felt. All I'm missing is the shingles now. I have all the drip edge. I have everything. The only thing I'm missing is the shingles right now. But to strip it, it takes a day. I strip one side in one day.
But he will not get signed off until the shingles are in place, correct?
Are homeowners allowed to re-roof themselves?
You can pull it yourself. As long as you're doing the work.
Okay.
I was the roofer before. I did it for five years.
But
it's just the wind.
Chair will entertain any motion.
If you find me, then I'm going to make even more money. I got to make more money. So I don't understand. Take the city a year to fix a pothole, but me, you want me in a couple of months to do my roof. I don't understand that.
It has been since June that you, well, I don't know how long it's been, but you were cited in June.
In June, yes.
And it is visual, so it's an eyesore. It's something that's not just personal in this situation.
Take a walk down my neighborhood. That's not the only house.
I see
some houses with the worst roof, and I don't see them in here. I'm here.
We take them as they're brought to us. A lot of times people will say, that, you know, they cited me, but not my neighbor. You know, and sometimes it's a hit and miss. We have to take them as they're coming to us. I was waiting to hear any motions from the board. Since I haven't heard any, I'm going to pass the gavel to Ms. Kundig. I'd like to make a motion to amend our previous order. I'd like to make a motion, Madam Chair, that we amend our previous order and allow the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to us for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. That's my motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. There's been a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed.
No. Call the roll.
Okay. Can we have a roll call vote? Ms. Lucas?
Aye.
Mr. Bourns?
Aye.
Mr. Brown?
Aye.
Mr. Harrington?
No.
Mr. Smart?
No.
And I voted aye, Mrs. Kundig.
Yes.
So the motion passes. All right, so we've given you till January then to get this work done, which is
okay. couple weeks at first.
That couple weeks, right.
I can have
January 4th is the cutoff?
January 1st.
1st is the cutoff?
Yeah, it's an early meeting because of how the calendar is. So our meeting is the 9th, January 9th.
But isn't that a holiday? Is that a holiday?
The 1st yeah. is technically, but it's the week before.
You got like two holidays in there.
Okay. Well, I mean, I...
That's just the cutoff day.
Because of the holiday.
Okay, you get to the 2nd because of the holiday.
Mid-January would be nice, but...
Well, we've had a motion and a second, and we ruled on it, so
okay.
Do the best you can.
All right.
Mr. Gonzalez, if you stay in contact with the inspector, if you know if progress is seen, I'm sure he will update the board to that when it comes to a matter coming back to us. But please stay in contact with the inspector.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll have it all for the drying inspection and all that. About another week.
Okay.
Then it'll just be shingles. I'll come back. It's going to need the shingles, I'm sure.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Case number 15, CB1113130, Deshaun Edwards Wilder, property located at 564 Magnolia Avenue. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This is before the board for imposition of fine. The respondent was first notified in September of this year. He sent a sheet requesting, he sent us an email requesting more time. And it's not too long, so it may be easier for me to just read it and read it to the board. In his comments, this is the owner of 564 Magnolia Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida. I need 90 days to finish the code issue with the house. I do not have the money to get all the needed supplies. I've just got external paint, and I am in the process of painting as we speak. I have did the work to the yard as requested, so I am working to have all the work, painting, CDX missing board replaced as soon as I can. A fine would not fix the issue as I would not have money to pay it. As again, I am working on the issue, but it is a bit slow going because I have toddlers to look after in a day and do not have the budget to get all the supplies need in a short time. Thank you for allowing me time to finish. Having received that, the position of the board is this, that this case has been, as I said, going since September of 2013. The progress has been insufficient, if any at all. This is not a first time. Similar issues have been regarding this, at least for code staff. Code staff has dealt with this property in the past with similar issues. And staff is asking for a fine of $100 per day to be imposed to a maximum of $10,000.
Mr. Jackson, has the same property owner been listed with our past problems?
I don't believe that there's actually been a finding. I'm not aware of us having the situation where this is a repeat violation where the board has actually made an
order. No. I'm saying in the past, is the same owner?
I'll have to look to the inspector to get that clear for me. So if you can hear from
the same owner.
Mr. Lopez.
Okay. I mean, and I think it's good it hasn't come to the point where he gotten a fine, but it's they can't say they didn't know it was a violation if it's something that has happened before.
Right. That's our position as well.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Yeah. I mean, has anything been done?
No, ma'am. No, nothing has been done. As we see it in the pictures, how the property is. It's pretty and disrepaired, yes. Yeah. He has made no attempts to make any repairs to the property.
Any other questions from the board? Was that
$100? Yes, $100 per day.
Chair will entertain a motion to fine the respondent $100 a day with a cap of $10,000 or until compliance is reached. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Coon. Seconded by Mr. Boards. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB1113131, Mohammed Kabaze, property located at 812 Magnolia Avenue. Is the respondent present? You can come forward, state your name, speak into the microphone, give us your address, and be sworn in.
Mohammed Khabazi. My address is 103 West Ohio Avenue in Deland, Florida.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Khabazi, we will hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond, sir.
Thank you, sir.
This is before the board, Mr. Chair, members of the board. This is before you for imposition of a fine. This property, respondent was before the board previously and expressed that he was trying to sell or demo the property. He has since, we don't know what status of a permit. I mean, he's showing the inspector a permit that he says he's pulled, but the address is scratched out and he's written in a different address, so we're not sure what that means. But the position of staff is that there's no progress. We're requesting $100 per day fine to $15,000.
Has any work been done on the roof?
We asked, Your Honor, for demolition.
I'm sorry?
Demolition.
So you're going to demolish the property?
Yes, sir.
That was what he stated in the last meeting, that he was going to demo the property.
Have you pulled a permit to demo?
Yes, sir.
And that's the permit where the address is scratched.
Correct.
Why would you have scratched
that? I did not scratch it. What happened is when they filed the, I did not notice that it's the wrong address. When they put the address in there, there was the fine kicked him out, so it printed the wrong number, and they scratched it and put the right address.
I know it's not something we usually do, but for matter of clarity, and I think for purposes of the motion the board will entertain, is it possible for an inspector to go down and see if a permit has been pulled for demolition? Okay, what we'll do we understand the one you have, sir. Want to see if it's been pulled for demolition. So if you don't mind and if the board doesn't mind, we're just going to postpone this case until we get an answer on that. Khabazi.
Okay.
Mr. Khabazi, you can go ahead and have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
Is we'll take the next case, and we'll come back to this one, if that's okay with the board.
Fine.
Okay. Case number 17, CB1113132, the Mather Group Incorporated, DBA, Cove Motel, property located 1306 North Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present?
No, they're not here.
All righty. Mr. Jackson, Mr. Newell, what can you tell us?
Members of the board, Mr. Chair, this is the one where we had the door issue and the respondent was asking about some exception. And so ultimately, I think there's a decision that at least that can be considered. And so that's what they're working on. It's under review right now. And so we're asking that we're into the next cutoff.
Okay.
Is that everything, Mr.?
Yeah, I got a little more that I'd like to add.
Well, I'll ask you to hear from Mr. New.
Good.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, if you remember, this is a four-story hotel that had some interior stairwell doors that were removed. The board had asked essentially the authority having jurisdiction, which is the fire chief, if there was any exceptions. On November 25th, the fire chief, after reviewing the paperwork and actually going and visiting the property, noted that the stairwell doors need to be installed, and a certified letter was sent to them. Since that time frame, all the way up till yesterday, they had been getting quotes. I do have three quotes that they had sent to me regarding the fact of the installation of doors. They are asking or requesting amend of the next cutoff so they can have the doors installed between now and then. The fire chief and myself agree that amending to the next cutoff would benefit getting this accomplished a little quicker. So that's staff's recommendation.
Mr. Newell, again, I know you're not a construction person. Them choosing a contractor, doors being made or whatever to fit, is this something to be done by January 1st versus February?
From what they stated to me with the quotes, I didn't speak with these specific contractors.
Right.
As it relates to doors, these are not specific special made doors to my knowledge. Again, I'm not sure if they're special width or whatever, but appearance upon myself, again, I'm not a contractor, but I would believe that these doors are something that can be easily ordered.
Okay. Mr. Chair, if I can say as well, even though it's not to the level of life safety, it's still a fire issue.
Absolutely.
And so our preference would be to press it to as soon as they can get it remedied, and okay. And would love to see it be done by January, and I believe that's the belief of the chief as well as Mr. Newell.
I was just checking, you know, if it's something to be made, like we, you know, the stairwell, fire stairwell incident, you know, it has to be made. So, but if upon site, and I'm sure Mr. Newell's been doing this a while, if they look standard, pretty much they're standard.
Appear to be.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property in compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 18 and 19 have been brought into compliance as of December 10th, respectfully. Case number 20, which is CB1213136, GEA Investments, Inc., property located at 330 North Peninsula Drive. Is the respondent present? All righty. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Number 20 and number 21 are the same property.
Okay.
Wow. So I don't know if you want to hear them together. As you see, there are different violations. The violations from the fire inspector related to those types of issues, extension cord, emergency lights, and so forth. And then the subsequent violation from the code inspector for broken windows, exposed wires, damaged exterior, interior, and so forth. The circumstance is the same on both. This is a tenant-occupied property. We've notified the owner by certified mail that was received by the owner. To my knowledge, I don't think anyone's had any contact with the owner. I don't think that's changed. Well, I'll hear from Mr. Newell in a moment. But the general situation is that there hadn't been any contact with the owner, only with the tenants. We're asking that the property be, that the violations be remedied by next cutoff. So we're asking that you find them in noncompliance and give them to next cutoff to bring the property into compliance.
Okay.
And if I don't, I believe Mr. New may have some additional information.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this property is a two-story, four-plex, if you will, wood frame construction building. Numerous issues, like Mr. Jackson said, as it relates to wiring. Some there's been wiring that has been done that is not within code. You can tell in some of the pictures, like that one right there, you can see basically like a very small extension cord being used for permanent wiring. You know, some emergency lights that are not there, some smoke detectors that are either not there or not working depending on the specific unit. Fire extinguishers, there are none. Numerous electrical issues, like I said, that they're going to have to seek out a permit to make sure this is safe for future tenants that come in there. There has been no contact with the property management company. However, on the 5th of December, I received a letter of correspondence basically saying that they want to get all the tenants out of there before they make these repairs. I'm recommending next cutoff noncompliance because these issues are something that needs to be taken care of now, not waiting for people to move out of the property.
Okay. And if I can give even a further update that I received from an inspector on his, he received a letter, email within the last couple of days that from the owners indicating that property management indicating that the property was in compliance, which you went and looked, and there was really no change. It was no compliance. However, the tenants had been the tenants were out of the property. I don't know
how tenants what
were out of the property, so there were no more tenants.
Oh, so there are no tenants in there now. It's not occupied.
No, there's one tenant still left. The other three are gone.
And do we have any idea how long that one tenant's going to be in there?
Sorry about that. I apologize. I honestly do not know. I can't speak educatedly about that.
But it's occupied, so that is
so
our...
So it is occupied.
Yeah, that is our primary concern.
Right.
Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yeah, when I did a reinspection on the 9th, I got no contact with anybody upstairs. You could see everything was covered, so you can't see who's in or not. There was no answer. All the bottom were open. You can see clearly that everything was vacant. But for as for mine, I don't know. Are these my pictures or yours?
That's mine.
Yours. I got my pictures for the same case. And basically what I have is broken windows, exposed wires, damaged exterior, the doors, soffits, holes, damaged outlets, ceiling leaks. It goes on the list.
Okay.
And like Mr. Jackson said, the email was sent to me saying that they were out, which is what they wanted to wait until they got out so they can do repairs because they were damaging things as it went on. And that they were, he was in compliance. So I went out on the 9th, and there was no change except that the bottom floor, all the tenants were out.
So the client stated that they were in compliance.
Correct.
All right. I like that.
Mr. Sino, do we need to wait till the next cutoff to find them in noncompliance?
Yes.
And we
yes.
find them in
yes.
that?
Yes.
We
yes.
do.
Yes.
We need to. It's
I think clarification. I thought what Ms. Harrington just said. Do we need to wait to find them in noncompliance, not to impose a fine?
Yeah. I would like to do.
That's what we. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We've been talking about next cutoff to not noncompliance.
No. That's to. That's our usual. It's our usual motion. Noncompliance.
Okay.
Next cutoff or fine.
All right.
Any other questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion respectfully for cases 20 and 21. Sorry, go ahead, Ms. Gunn.
I'm sorry. Where is GEA Investments? What is their address? Do we have that?
A P.O. box.
Just a local P.O. box?
But they are aware. They've been notified.
I know that.
Yeah, they signed for it.
Okay.
We've had them before us before.
Oh yeah, I've had them.
Yeah.
Before.
Okay.
It's a Daytona Beach PO box for their corporation address, and then the registered agent is has a 401 address. Mr. Jack Averman is the registered agent. I believe he's also the officer and director of the.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's
been okay, that was my question.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't remember.
Chair will entertain a motion amending our... No, not amending our previous... Chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion has been made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Bourns.
Is that as to number 21 only?
21.
Or both 21 and 22? Okay, I'll leave it.
Okay.
I mean 20 and 21.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 21, CB1213132. Chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine with $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Bourns. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. At this time, let us go back to case number 16, CB1113131. Mohammed Kabaze, again,
yes,
the property located at 812 Magnolia Avenue. Mr. Jackson, if you could update us on to the status of that permit.
Yes, we were able to determine that the permit was issued today. So I don't know if it's still what he has in his hand, but the permit was issued today. I don't remember.
It was on a 10-10.
Today?
It was
applied for?
It was applied for.
It's applied for. It's not. It was not. It was not issued.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Let's back up, and I'll get some clarification. I'll have an inspector speak to you concerning it.
Okay.
The permit was applied on the 10th. When we looked it up in the computer, it stated it was approved today, on the 12th.
Okay.
But when Officer Garcia went downstairs and obtained a photocopy of it, it wasn't approved. It just was applied for. So Hector Garcia went downstairs to find out if it's approved or not. My understanding from Mr. Officer Garcia, it hasn't been approved. It was just applied on the 12th. That's where we are.
So it was applied for the 10th or 12th?
On the 10th.
And some computer says approved on the 12th. And
that's correct.
Well, it's paid on the 12th. There is some issues with the utility disconnect. So
it's not consistent. Right?
So Mr. Garcia went down to find out what's going on.
Yeah,
yes.
Are we waiting for clarity?
No,
yes,
no.
We sure are.
No.
Let's all pray.
Hey, I'm confused. So you have to notify the utility company that your house is going to be demolished, so they can turn off
the power.
Correct.
Power and everything
else. There is more than there is whenever there is a demolition, there is more than when there is utility companies that has to be applied for, and then the contractor has to apply for clarification from the DEP, and that takes some time. I believe it's DEP, is it? For if there's any asbestos. And that takes about 14 days from the day of application. The contractor gave me a date of demolition of January 1st to January 13th.
Well, seeing that he has applied for the permit, and regardless of the status, I'm not sure if it's been approved or not. The next steps and the question, I guess, for the board would be whether, you know, waiting till this 11th hour to even apply for a permit is a bit frustrating, and so do we continue on here? If the board should elect to allow him to continue on, we just want to ask that you keep that in mind. Then this time it is something that waited till the 11th hour to obtain to move forward, and now asking for more time just for the sake of making additional determinations, which are, we agree, necessary as part of the demolition process. The property is, the structure is one of such that would require a determination of asbestos and so forth. So it may take him a little bit more time ultimately, but the frustration of the staff is that he's just getting really just starting to try and get this thing happening, and he said a month ago that he was going to accomplish this task.
Mr. Jackson, would we know, per yourself or the inspector, at our ninth meeting whether this property is going to be knocked down?
In January.
Yes, in January.
Oh, at the meeting?
We'll be able to know in January if
whether
this property
gone.
Is going to be knocked down. I know, understand he's applied, and that's all he can do.
The date is...
Hold on,
I'm
one
sorry,
second.
Sir.
That's all he can do. Will we know if this property is going to be knocked down at our January meeting?
We'll know by it being knocked down. I mean, once it's happened. I mean, his intent is only his expressed intent.
Right.
We wouldn't know
but
his intent.
But the inspections,
I mean, what would
that
happen?
Need to be done. I see Mr. Bryan giving us some gestures. With the asbestos inspection, all that stuff to be done, again, if we don't have to bring this back in January, I'd rather see it in February. So, because all we're going to do in January is get an update.
Right. Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is, I understand all he can do is apply, but there are steps that have to be done before this house can get knocked down.
Yeah, I may not know the answer, but I welcome the input from Mr.
Okay.
Bryan.
Charles Bryan, Redevelopment Department. He's correct that it's going to take longer than January, because DEP notification is 10 days for them to give me an answer whether or not they approve to have this property demolished. He has to do an asbestos survey. Once that takes sometimes a week,
okay.
And if they find asbestos in there, they're going to have to abate it. And all this has to be done, and he has to have the utilities turn off. He has to have the gas turn off, if it's gas connected, and also electricity. So even from the city aspect, I do the demolition for most of the demolition for the city. It's going to take over 30 days for him to get that done. There's no way he's going to get it done by January 1st.
Okay. And again, Mr. Jackson, not to preempt you or the inspector, I just again, if the process itself, in order for this house to disappear, is because of what's involved in that process, is going to take longer than our January meeting. I just would want the board to know that, so you know we wouldn't be back here in January looking at the same thing and you know nothing has happened, because it couldn't happen.
Yes, Ms. Jen, I understand that. I think the main point of the staff is just that it's a self-generated problem at this point.
Right.
It's one that you were giving the intent and the expression at the last meeting, and nothing's happened until a few days ago to try and accomplish this task.
Well, because the problem's going to be alleviated and relieved, you know, I think we can take that into consideration. Mr.
And just some final clarification as to the permit status itself, apparently
applied. Okay.
But not obtained.
Right. Okay.
It has been approved?
No. Permit's been applied for on the 10th. Okay.
Which kind of leaves us feeling a little bit misled, which is an additional concern of the staff.
And the board.
I think you don't have a choice but to bring it back next month, because
I agree.
If this permit is not approved, we give them 60 days to do absolutely nothing.
Well, the demolition, if it happens, if it's going to happen, it's not going to happen before January 6th.
No. You will have your approval to demo before January.
Correct.
Okay, and that's what we want to see, some progress.
Do we know that it will be approved?
That's just a matter of staff approving your permit. He's applied for the permit. Well, let me stop assuming and let me ask. His approval for the permit can come before January. The demo may not come before January.
Correct.
But the approval for the permit, and you're thinking about probably the sign-off, and that's even later after everything is done, but the approval for the permit.
I think I understand Ms. Kendrick's question in that the way we're saying it sounds like that there's some basis why the city may withhold or not approve. Demo. I don't believe that's the process.
Okay.
I think it's just a process.
To obtain the permit to have it approved to be demoed. Okay. All right. Considering those facts, I guess I didn't even get a recommendation from staff.
Staff's recommendation remains the same.
Which was?
Fine. Go ahead and find them. He told the board he'd have it demolished and we knew he was trying to sell. He hadn't really made any changes. And the position of the staff is that he should be fined, or don't know what else to do with him. I mean, again, we're here at a property where I don't think he lacked the sophistication to know that the property needed, based on his explanations of his understanding of everything else he's saying, that he probably needed to have some extra stuff done to get a demolition done on this. If he decided on demolition and to come on the 10th, apply, and to represent here that he has a permit when the permit hasn't been issued.
I did not claim that I have a permit. I said that it was applied for, sir.
He did state it was applied for. Mr. Kabazi, my question is, a month ago, you came before us and you said you were going to have this property demolished. Why did you wait until the 10th?
No, sir. At the time of that presence, you gave me a chance to apply for the permit and work with it, and that's what we did. At the same time, they presented the fact that there will be more time needed for DPA approval. And I asked at that time, because it was 14 days, and you said, well, just bring it back the next meeting. So that's what I'm doing.
I don't think that's consistent with the minutes.
Is this property occupied?
No, ma'am, it's not. This property was given to a gentleman who turned on the electricity and the water.
Given? What do you mean?
Well, it was given. Actually,
you're the owner.
I am the owner. I gave him the property. And
but it's
then,
still in your name.
And he did not do anything with it.
It's still in your
and
name.
It stayed in my name. Now I am paying for that. So
how long
I have,
ago was that?
3 months ago.
Okay, Mr. Kabazi, just to refresh.
Or maybe more. I do not remember exactly, but I could not turn the water off because it's his name. I could not turn the electricity off because it's his name. So now I told, when I applied for the permit, they said when the permit of demolition happens, then that will force the cutoff of all the utilities.
So there is someone in there,
no,
or
ma'am.
There is not?
There's nobody in there.
So you could turn off all the utilities now?
I can't, but it's not in my name. So I cannot turn somebody else's utility.
If this property is not in your name, you...
It is in my name, sir.
Utilities are not in his name.
The utilities are not.
But you couldn't have given him the property. You have to change title. You don't just give away.
Well, the issue that he looked at it and he was going to move in there and fix it, and then we will finalize everything when he is happy with this. He came back and he said there is a fine and he cannot do it, so he doesn't want to do anything with it, and then he disappeared. So I do not have access to the property anymore. But okay. I am willing to do the demolition because I do not want to deal with this.
I understand, Mr. Kabaze, and you were willing to do the demolition November 10th, 14th, 2013.
Correct,
your words
sir.
Were exactly, I would like to ask the lien to be removed for I will demolish the property.
Correct.
Your words on
yes,
the
sir.
14th. So I wanted to update you as well as the board that the same words you're saying today you stated a month ago. Chair will entertain a motion, find a respondent $100.
May I?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm making a motion unless you have something else to present.
Yes, please. The demolition has been applied for.
Yes, sir.
The demolition is not something that I can do. If you want me to send somebody to demolish it today, I will.
No, sir. Don't want you to do that. I want
but
you to follow the process.
But the fact is that we have to follow the process.
The city wants you to follow.
And we are following the process.
Yes, sir. On your own timeline. I understand that.
Your Honor, you know that we have in the last few months, we had the vacations and we have the holidays. So I'm asking just to give me some time so we can proceed with the demolition.
Okay. Yes, sir. Your permit will give you the amount of time you need. Mr. Bryant?
I would ask that the board allow him the time that he needs. This is in a redevelopment area. Since he has applied for the demolition, he didn't apply?
The permit's been applied for, okay? Just so that you're aware of what's going on, being in the redevelopment area. The permit's been applied for, but going back to the November hearing, the respondent stated that he was going to apply for the permit and get everything moving. He waited till the 10th hour, December 10th, to come in here and then apply for the permit. You know, we've been dealing with this for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. If the board chooses to accept our recommendation of the $100 a day fine, then he'll have the option to come back and ask for a reduction. But, you know, we got to hold him to some sort of standards like everybody else. Just because he applied for it doesn't mean that he gets now 6 months to do what he has to do, and we're going to carry this on for another 6 months.
This is not a 6 month permit, sir.
Okay. You know, I'm not recommending that he get a 6 months to carry on. I'm thinking by January the 1st, at least he would have the permit in hand, and they've done whatever they need to do to get this thing torn down. I'm not saying by no means to give him another 6 months to do so. That's what I'm just recommending that we give him to the next cutoff to make sure he has the permit in hand. They've ready. He's got a demo company on the contract, and they're ready to go ahead and do the demolition.
How long has the property been vacant?
2009 when I purchased the property.
So it's been vacant since 2009?
Correct.
And the utilities are still in the other person's name?
The utility has been moved in his name, I believe, in a few months ago. I do not know. I do not know when he got the utility in his name.
Okay. I don't know whether you're understanding what I'm saying. You said the property has been vacant since...
It has been vacant.
So no one's lived in
Nobody
there?
Nobody lived there.
So if the utilities were in his name...
Correct. He was trying
so
to
he's
work
just
on
paying
it.
Utilities all this time?
No.
No.
He just got utilities a few months ago, which I understood. I didn't know that there was any utilities on it. When I went to ask for the permit, they told me that you cannot disconnect the utility. It's not in your name. And I said, okay, whose name is it? They said, they told me whose name is it, and I know the person. So I tried to contact him. He is not in the city anymore. And his point of why he got the utilities, because he said he was going to inspect the house and more, see if the electricity is fine and the water is fine, and he said everything is fine, but he's not going to be able to take the property because there is a lien on it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
of staff?
Yes.
I don't know who knows the answer to this, but if nobody's paying a utility bill, even if he was responsible for paying utility bills and they were in his name, after a certain period of time, the utilities get shut off.
Correct.
And after that, the utilities are either put back into the owner's name, I would assume. They don't just...
Well, I don't know if he's paying for it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not going into a lot of tangents.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay. The issue in front of the board is whether or not you want to accept the city's recommendation. Part of the city's recommendation for a fine, or the other city part of the city's recommendation, to give it the next cutoff date. So you have which recommendation you want to follow, or you have your own recommendation.
Any motions?
A permit was filed for on December 10th?
Yes, sir.
For demolition?
Yes, sir.
Why don't we just put it off to the next cutoff and let's see whether let that go forward.
Gotcha. To answer your question, Mr. Smart, it's the permit itself, the matter of approving it is... It has nothing. It's just you apply for it and it's approved. That's just standard. It's just time for that to be approved. The full-fledged demolishing of the property would be the sign-off date from code enforcement or the building department. So the matter of having the permit approved, you applying for it is just however long it takes. I'm assuming that's just a couple of days to get a permit approved.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
All
righty. Well, let's go with one of the motions out there in the air, if you will. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order, allowing the respondent until January 1st to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Borns. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion?
So we know that this comes back and it's not going to be done. So then we
then you can set a fine.
Then we can set the fine. Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion?
My concern
yes.
is that the story doesn't make sense to me. That's my concern.
It doesn't make sense at all.
No, it doesn't. Your story
you're
doesn't
right.
make sense to me.
It is. You are absolutely
and
right.
I'm just trying to make sense of what you're telling me, and I'm not getting very far with any of the theories that have been put forward since the house has been vacant since 2009, and I don't know when that damage occurred either.
Well, are we resolving the problem of it not making sense by simply saying if it's not in compliance by January 5th, then the fine goes into it? We can't do anything much more than that anyway. Whether it makes any sense or it doesn't. We want this in compliance.
Our task before us today is whether or not to start a fine today or January. And that's what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
And the motion on the floor now is to delay our fine until January. Which is in 2 weeks. Any other discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Kabaze, what we've done is we've given you until January 1st, 2014, to have your permit approved, in essence, so that you know.
Permit approved.
Well, let me back up. We've given you until January 1st, 2014 to bring this property into compliance.
May I just
be returned to the board for consideration of a fine.
Okay.
That is what we've done as the board. Whatever happens between now and then is totally, if you will, in your hands and whatever you decide you want to do. The matter has been dealt with, so if you wanted to, what is it that you wanted to say?
The contractor told me that they will be, the demolition will not start before the 6th of January.
Okay.
And it will be on the 13th. So I'm just putting that in the minute.
Okay. Well, that occurs before we meet. Before we meet, not before the cutoff.
Okay.
My encouragement to you would just be in contact with the inspector.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You
can show the inspector the work order from the contractor.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you,
sir. Thank you very much, sir.
All righty then. Case number 22, CB 1213133. Gajanan Incorporated, DBA America's Best Value Inn, property located at 1400 North Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This property is before the board for determination of compliance and noncompliance. The inspectors had contact with the owner said he's getting a contractor, and the inspectors asked that you give that you find him in noncompliance and ask him to be in compliance by next cutoff.
Chair will entertain a motion find respondent in noncompliance, allowing respondent to January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per. Nope, is this a $250 or $1,000? No, I'm sorry. $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB 1213134, Daryl F. Lucas, property located at 614 Park Drive. Is the respondent present? You will come forward, sir. State your name in relationship to the respondent. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if this is the correct time, but I want to recuse myself from this because of the relationship.
Okay. You can participate in discussion. You can just recuse yourself from the vote if you want, Ms. Lucas. And, yeah, all righty.
She doesn't vote.
Right.
Three to one vote.
We'll see.
Yes. You may want to pass this until your attorney comes back.
No, I think we'll wait because that I thought that was only for a lien review.
What?
If it had to be a 3-1.
Well, it had to be. It would be 2-2.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we get to it. We don't know what the vote's going to be.
Five. No.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, there's five present, so we don't know what the vote's going to be. All right, sorry about that. State your name for the record, address, and then relationship to the property owner. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Yeah, I am Daryl Lucas.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Used to seeing you here as a contractor, so seeing you here today as a respondent. All right, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
This property is before the board for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector informs that this is a property where there are police issues. This is, as you see, the violations of dorm living, torn window screen, damage and deteriorating sidings, and so forth. And I'm sure there's pictures that will aid in describing the violation. And also there's no occupational license or business tax receipt for the property as well. So up to this point, the inspector hadn't had any contact with Mr. Lucas, even though he's been physically around because he was here on Tuesday. He has never made any contact with the inspector regarding this property. And so, in fact, we had to post the property even for notice for this for today's date. So we're asking that you find the property in noncompliance and that you give Mr. Lucas and Town X cutoff to bring the property into compliance.
Okay. Mr. Lucas, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations did exist at the time of notice?
Yes.
Okay. What can you tell us, sir?
Yeah,
everything he said is correct, and I did have some people that was there. But right now I have my godson and his girlfriend living there, and my daughter will be there sometime. So it's not a rental property because I don't charge any money, so that's why I didn't ever apply for a permit. But a lot of work has been paid. I took pictures out there. I thought maybe if they had gone by the other day, they would have saw that a lot of the stuff had already been corrected. So I took my own pictures and brought them for you guys to see them, just in case.
Today.
Yeah. I just took the pictures so that because I thought that you guys would have had some, but I see that they did. Yeah, it's where the dorm life is not a dorm life, and but yeah, pass them around so they could see.
So the did you say there were police issues? Are there now police issues? Because the same people aren't there.
Right.
Is that so? The people that are there are your family members?
Right.
More or less? Okay.
Yes.
And again, with regards to permits and stuff like that, if it's family, that stuff he needs to work out with staff to prove it's family. How does that work, Mr. Jackson?
From the perspective both of dorm living and rental, both of them, it's the same thing. We'll go and ultimately we need to be able to get in there and do an inspection at this point. And now that we know and realize it's Mr. Lucas, I'm sure that they should have some contact. I would expect that he'll make contact with the inspector, and whatever verifications necessary, he'll be willing to provide those so that we can know the status and tell him what he needs to remedy the violations.
Okay.
So what is it you have accomplished that you wanted to show us with these pictures?
The issues that was addressed in the...
All of them?
Yeah. Well, when you look at it, it's not that many.
Mm-mm.
I don't have my glasses on, but we're going to do the best that I can. The dorm living is not an issue. The screens, I have pictures of where the screens and everything were replaced. And I'm just redoing everything. It's not going to be a problem. I mean, whatever needs to be done, I'm in the process.
How long have you owned the property?
Almost a year.
Okay.
All right. Based on your acknowledgement, Mr. Lucas, that you did acknowledge that some of all the violations did exist, Board Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance. It will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in
Is
favor?
Is there enough time?
Well, he's saying it's done.
I'm getting ready to paint the place and everything. I'm in the process of doing it, just the weather. So, I mean, by the time we come back the next time, you'll see a very significant, or I think everything will be done.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. If the weather holds up. Mr. Lucas is a contractor, so that's well, I'm sure.
You know how to get that fast drying paint. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Lucas, what we've done, given until January 1st to bring the property in compliance.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Case number 24, CEB 1213135, Lewis J. Stevens Estate, property located at 616 Park Drive. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this property is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. Mm-hmm. This one, similar to the last property, also has police issues. At this time, the staff is asking that you find the property in noncompliance, and we request next cutoff for the property being to compliance.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till January 1st, 2014 to bring the property in compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Sorry. Motion made by Ms. Kundig, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
I think it moved
out.
There's nobody there.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. Sir, I know we're down to our last two. And what's your name?
Joseph.
Mr. Hazel? All right. You're next. Case number CB1213139, Joseph Hazel, property located at 817 George Ingram Boulevard. Respondent is present, sir. Mr. Hazel, we'll ask that you raise your right hand, be sworn in.
No, I'm Gregory, Hazel's wife.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, and could you say your name again?
Gregory Joseph.
Gregory.
Okay.
Her name's Hazel. That's my wife.
Okay. So we need to correct.
Oh, it's supposed to be Hazel Joseph. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Joseph, we will hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Okay.
Well, I'd ask that we amend the
yes, the
notification and the style of the case to show Hazel Joseph as opposed to Joseph Hazel. And this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. No permits, roof and drainage. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to speak with Mr. Joseph until the 3rd, but once we spoke with him, it seems like things are on track. He applied for permits, and the staff is asking for noncompliance next cutoff.
Okay. Mr. Joseph, do you acknowledge at the time of notice that some or all of the violations did exist?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Staff is recommending that we allow until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property in compliance. Is that amenable to you?
No, that's fine.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion. I'm sorry, unless you wanted to present something else, sir.
No.
All right. You sat here a while and didn't want to deprive you of that opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion to file the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance. We return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB1213140, Helen B. White, property located at 346 Hobart Avenue. Before we take that case, I want you to know, Mr. Joseph, we're done. We've given you till January.
Thank you very
You're free
much.
To go. Thank you, sir. Sorry about that. Property located at 346 Hobart Avenue. Is the respondent present?
No.
Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson? Mr. Bryant may have an ulterior name. You never know. All right. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This is getting before you for a determination of compliance or noncompliance. The property is a vacant property. It appears abandoned. And the staff had to post it on December 3rd. So staff is asking for a finding of noncompliance and next cutoff for the property to be in compliance.
Chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent noncompliant, allowing the allowing the respondent until January 1st, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Bourne. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. That exhausts our agenda for the day. Any discussion or miscellaneous business from staff?
Well, I'll be the first to say have a Merry Christmas. How about that?
All righty.
Same to you.
Any other items
and
from staff?
Anything else you celebrate? Oh, on the for the conflict?
Right.
Yeah, I think you were out, Mrs. Tino, with that. Kate.
Lucas?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I saw Lucas and Lucas.
Right, and she wasn't sure. I guess she had any questions regarding the conflict form.
Well, now I'm asking, do I really need to complete it? Given what?
She didn't vote.
She didn't vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't vote. I have to.
Yes, you do.
I just need to talk to you when it's over.
Just because you're related to them doesn't mean it's a necessary conflict.
In the future, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, Anthony wouldn't be able to vote on anything. He's related to everybody here.
Any miscellaneous business from the board? All righty. I would like to wish everyone a happy holiday. Enjoy your season. Miss Lucas, anything?
No.
Mr. Barnes?
Nope.
Mr. Harrington? Mr. Smart? Miss Koenig?
Yeah, we'll see everybody next year. I'm kind of confused when code enforcement has a different...
Are we talking about that? They need to have one recommendation, actually.
Because makes it very difficult for us to, for me, I'm not going to say us, it makes it hard for me.
We have people in here that we have in here, and from the code enforcement's perspective, they're here for support to bring technical information or staff information to the board. And we appreciate when that support is being offered, and I think there's just a little bit of confusion in terms of the role that people who are not part of the code enforcement process as far as when they're interjecting, because it is not our intent to give you two heads of a snake. Okay. You know, if we're coming one way, then we're one way, and that's what the intent of the staff to be. And so for whatever came there with the confusion and great respect for Mr. Bryant, so I'm
absolutely
not saying
that's not the issue.
But we're going to work that out. We're going to make sure that the people who are coming to support. If they have a difference of opinion, obviously, if you made that known to me, we could have talked it out and figured out where we were going to go.
All right. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year.
All righty. I have nothing. We can consider ourselves adjourned.